Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Ryan Burrow is following the protest, which has not begun to take place. But he joins us now on WGN Radio from the newsroom. Where, Ryan? Where did you head out to?
I'm right at Belmont right now. This is where the event is supposed to get underway in about 2 hours from now. We don't have a ton of specifics, and we've been kind of getting different plans and proposals intentionally so. This group that's protesting doesn't want everyone to know everything. They want to hold some surprises. They say they don't want the defense to know what they're planning in the huddle. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We know it's going to start here at Belmont. So we've heard times of 4 o'clock. We've heard times of 3:45. We've heard that Lakeshore Drive's northbound lanes will be closed. We've heard the southbound lanes will be closed. Pretty good feeling that if you plan on driving Lakeshore Drive, at least the northern portion of Lakeshore Drive, you are going to run into some kind of issues around that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour.
My guess is, Ryan, that if the southbound is closed, if in fact they're going to come up southbound now, that northbound will still be a pain in the butt because it'll be a gaper's block. People will be slowing down to gawk.
Yeah, I have a feeling, and this is just having covered these before, that there will be some crossover at some point. I don't think that if you're in one lane versus the other, or going one direction versus the other, you're going to be in any better shape, because I just don't think that's the case. Now, it is important to point out, based on kind of the general feel of where we think this walk is going to take place, they're actually not going to walk too far down Michigan Avenue, or I'm sorry, Lakeshore Drive. It's not that, I mean, they could sit down and wait for a long time. That's quite possible, but actually they're supposed to shoot down Belmont and then cut up Clark because they want to make their case known at Wrigley Field. So it's not necessarily that there's a long mile long march or anything like that on Lakeshore Drive, at least from our understanding at this point.
Well, I know that they're being a little cryptic about it, and it sounds kind of fluid anyway, but yeah, I thought that they were going to be starting up Lakeshore Drive closer. I mean, that we keep referencing Lollapalooza. Well, that's Grant Park. That's south of Navy Pier.
Sure.
You are at Belmont, which is several exits north of there. So you don't. Do you know where it's going to start? Because they're getting off Lakeshore Drive at Belmont, but do you know where they're going to get on LSD?
Well, it's our understanding at Belmont. I mean, it's
really?
Essentially everything's going to happen in this very small, tight span of Lakeshore Drive is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Not so much a march, but like I said, they could sit down. They'll obviously be chanting and making a little bit of commotion that would create the traffic disturbance. I do want to tell you that on my way up, I did take Lakeshore Drive, just kind of scouting out, see this where this is going to take place. And once you hit about a little bit past Fullerton, you start seeing a lot of those big Chicago City snowplows, those big heavy vehicles that they put out there to block traffic when maybe the president comes into town or some big dignitary or something big is going on in an area. Sometimes for Taste of Chicago they use it. They do have those parked alongside the road right now with drivers who look like they're prepared to step into action and perhaps block off traffic if need be. So the city is fully aware, obviously, that this is going on and are prepared to shut these roads down if need be.
Well, Chicago police said yesterday that they're going to treat this as it comes up Clark like they did the 2016 World Series and the playoffs last year included. And that is, they're going to park garbage trucks or snow plows or sand trucks. They're going to put them and block off the area around Wrigley Field, is my understanding. They're talking about hundreds of police officers deployed. And one other note, you're talking about what happens with the lanes of traffic. Remember when they were coming up, and it was a different group, but the Dan Ryan, the idea was that they would march in some of the lanes but leave some a lane or two open. And they marched for a while, and then they said, nope, we want to shut the whole thing down. It became a big standoff, and then finally they allowed them to shut off the Dan Ryan completely. So I'll bet you something like that is at least on some of the marchers' minds. Can we shut off south and northbound, even if they don't walk on it for a long distance? Is there any way we can interrupt all of Lakeshore Drive? Yes, they, listen, it's, they're the ones that said this, to spread the pain even further. That's what they're trying to do, to get the message across.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, even Reverend Livingston, who was on with Ro Khan yesterday, said that they would like to be able to shut down both lanes. But a part of it is, how many people are we going to have? And to be honest with you, we don't know that at this point. We don't know how many people are joining this group to make this demonstration. We kind of had a feeling that we'd be talking hundreds or thousands when the Father Michael Flager disruption happened on the Dan Ryan a few weeks ago. This one, I don't think anyone has a clear grasp as to how many people will be joining in this effort. Obviously, they want as many people as possible, but you know, we just don't know how many people are associating with this group and what they're trying to accomplish.
Speaking of traffic, that's Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio News on Lakeshore Drive at Belmont. Violetta's looking at some traffic. What's going on,
V? Yeah, I am. I'm seeing a tweet from Chicago Police, Ryan, that says Lakeshore Drive is shutting down from Irving Park to Fullerton. Ashland and Western are going to be used as alternate routes. I don't know. Do you see anything out there with shutdowns just yet?
Everything's moving right now. And like I said, I'm at Belmont, but both directions are moving. It's pretty crowded out here. So it's possible they're going to begin this process now. Like I said, Violetta, they had some dump trucks out there. So maybe it was just a matter of time as to when they were going to do
this. Did they say, V, when they were going to do that?
Their tweet right now is saying that it is shutting down, which we obviously don't see that in place just yet, but their tweet is saying it's now.
All right, let's do this, because I'm looking at Lakeshore Drive, obviously way south of you guys, at the river, and north and southbound, not much traffic. It's flowing at the limit. But read,
I'm going to cross here real quick. Let me see.
Read the tweet again, V.
Right now from Chicago Police, Lakeshore Drive traffic shut down from Irving Park to Fullerton. Ashland and Western are going to be used as alternates. Hashtag Lakeshore March.
Read that one more time.
Lakeshore Drive traffic shut down from Irving to Fullerton. Ashland and Western can be used as alternate routes. Lakeshore Drive March. Hashtag.
All right, well, I am literally at the curb right now, and I mean, you can hear the traffic still flying by me. So, you know, it's possible, and I'm not seeing a stoppage of flow anywhere. I mean, it's possible that's going to be happening here very, very soon. It just hasn't quite clicked in yet.
Yeah. Even if it's soon, that's pretty early for the march being planned for 4 p.m.
And pretty drastic. So they're going to shut Lakeshore Drive down? They're going to stop traffic?
Yeah, Chicago Police sent out a tweet earlier today saying they're going to keep you up to date on their Twitter account of everything that's going on with shutdowns, and that they were planning on shutting down also streets in Wrigley, including Clark, Addison, Belmont, Sheffield. They wanted to get ahead of the protesters, obviously, but this seems pretty far ahead.
Hey, somebody in the newsroom do a story today about what's going to happen.
I think we just had the last car go by. Oh, no, we got another series. I'm sorry. I saw a little break. I thought maybe we did see the last.
Yeah, no, I get it, because you're at Belmont, which would put you
right in the middle
in the
Irving,
middle of the shutdown, yeah, from Fullerton to Addison to Irving Park. But I'll bet you Lyft and Uber rates are going to go through the roof today, because if they're saying, okay, don't worry, use what, Halstead or Western or Addison or Ashland, rather, on a day of a Cubs game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a slow go as it is. And then you're going to take Lakeshore Drive traffic and tell them to use that?
Yeah, we have an update now, John, from the Chicago Police on their Twitter page. They're saying, update, Lakeshore Drive traffic will be shut down at 3:45. So 3:45, you can expect closures from Irving Park to Fullerton, and then Ashland and Western are going to be used as alternates.
I just want to make sure I'm clear about this, not only because I want our listeners to know, but because, doggone it, we have friends coming in from out of town. I live at Wrigley, and I'm coming down Lakeshore Drive was the plan, or Brenda's was, so...
She will not be able to do that. Well, the shutdowns are starting at 3:45, so after the shutdowns, and if the rally and march gets off of Lakeshore Drive, I assume it's going to be back open once they steer clear. But if they're headed north to Wrigley, and if they're not sure if they're headed back south, they might be blocking both sides there.
But, Ryan, my guess is that as much publicity as this has had, I'm going to guess that it's not a massive crowd, and that it won't take them long to get off Lakeshore Drive. So too bad for you if you're on Clark, but I'll bet Lakeshore Drive is not going to have to be shut down for a long time. Maybe that's just me being hopeful, but they're saying 4 o'clock is the kickoff, right, Ryan Burrow?
Yeah, that's what they said. But remember, they're also trying to throw some wrenches in this process. So we'll see. We'll see if they're able to get everyone gathered together and in place in that time.
Well, the whole notion, though, of, you know, is this a parade or is it a protest? And it's a parade if it's done with the cooperation or endorsement of the mayor, gets thrown out the window. If we're going to close the street down for him anyway, I mean, they could march on the lake if they want. We've shut down Lakeshore. We're going to shut north and southbound, right, Violetta?
Yes, north and southbound Lakeshore Drive from Irving to Fullerton. What you're saying is they're taking a little bit of the thunder away here.
Well, kind of. I mean, yeah, I think if you want to disrupt, I guess in a way, maybe it doesn't matter who's shutting Lakeshore Drive down. You are the cops, but it's not like you're going to throw yourself into harm's way and make some sort of, you know, dramatic protest. The cops are going to clear the way for them, at least for a period, and then over on Belmont and up Clark to the Cubs game. And then that'll be interesting because, what's your guess, Ryan, Violetta, if I'm marching from Lakeshore Drive in Belmont to Wrigley Field, you could do that in a half an hour. You could walk that in a half an hour, I'll bet.
I think so.
Okay, so the game is at 7.
Yeah.
And that area gets very busy starting at 5:30. So the crowd could get there around 4:30 or 5. They've got 2 hours before the first pitch. So I don't think they're actually going to conflict with the Cubs game that much. But they would sure interrupt traffic and just the party that is a game at Wrigley Field.
I do want to point out, too, that at Belmont, this is a median that has plants in it. It's not exactly something you can walk across. I mean, you would have to climb the median, climb over through the bushes, and then back over to the other side. So it's not like these protesters are going to be able to go back and forth as they wish.
Well, do you know, so how do they plan on getting on Lakeshore Drive then?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It sounds like they were going to get on the lakeside, which would make sense because they've got some parking over there, perhaps. We in the media are actually on the west side of Lakeshore Drive right now, just kind of camped out, all the TV people waiting for their 4 o'clock hits. But we're not exactly sure how this is all going to start and go down.
Anything else you want to pass along, Ryan, right now?
It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day for a protest. No, seriousness.
It absolutely is.
There aren't thunderstorms. We got some big, heavy clouds. I mean, that's always a concern, obviously. You don't want to have mass people out here. You don't want to have television cameras out here if there's lightning and thunder. So if they want to get their point across, this is the kind of weather that they would want to have.
Okay, buddy, feel free to check in. You know, we're on the stream right now. It's White Sox Baseball on WGN Radio. So as you listen to this, you must know that it's not on the radio, but Rokan and Anna DeVlantis will be doing their show also on the stream. So continue to listen to WGN Radio this way, and we'll keep you posted all afternoon. Ryan, call back in if anything else comes up, okay?